We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let us begin, though, with headlines and Alejandro Solana, who did a fantastic job, from what I'm told, filling in as the host last week.
Joe Zagacki and myself. Filled in for you a couple days, and I think we did some good shows, right, Crowder?
Yeah, well, we had a good time, man. We were right in the middle of the free agency stuff with the NBA, yeah. So we had a lot of crap. Yeah,
I did. Now I came back from Toronto, and I did hear several segments on one show the day that the NBA free agency was starting at 6 p.m.
Wednesday,
and Solana was going on and on and on about some Victor Oladipo tweet or Instagram post that absolutely meant he was as good as gone. And I wasn't even making the correlation then, because I remember you reading the post, and I was like, how are you taking that this means he's gone? But Solana, for 4 hours on this show, from what I could tell, kept saying Victor Oladipo is gone, been nice knowing you, hit the bricks. And then I believe at 6:01, the Miami Heat announced that they had re-signed Victor Oladipo. So I was impressed that you kept up the perfect tenor of this show by being completely wrong on something for four straight hours.
He was in his bag last week.
Was he? Yeah.
Oh, goodness. We gave him the reins pretty much. He was in his bag.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I was Drew Bledsoe and he was Tom Brady last week. I was like, if it goes really well, there's no chance he's giving up the seat. I knew I was in danger.
Come back from break. He's like, Crowder, it's us, baby. Let's go. Like, it's us. It's us. What are you talking about?
We just got to pretend that Hockman era didn't happen. Let's roll, baby.
This sports update, it's driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store, Palmetto Ford? We know trucks. I don't really know where to begin, right? Like, do we begin with the latest Adrian Wojnarowski reports? Do we begin with the Marlins, who are now 12-1 versus the Nationals? They swept them over the weekend. Sandy Alcantara won NL Pitcher of the Month. We can pretty much start anywhere, but I prefer to start with Joey Chestnut.
Okay, I'm with that.
63 hot dogs in 10 minutes. His 15th straight Nathan's Famous hot dog eating title in Coney Island. And there was a bit of controversy. There was somebody that jumped on stage. Not only did he eat 63 hot dogs in 10 minutes, but he took somebody out while eating 63 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Kicked that dude's ass as much as he was able to. Did you see that, Crowder?
Yes, y'all put it on the thread.
Oh, that's right.
It surprised me.
Yeah, put somebody in a headlock. I mean, and the thing is, we had Joey over 74 and a half hot dogs eaten. Certain betting companies, DraftKings, and I can't remember the other one that I saw, but they nullified all the bets. We ended up losing. That's such BS. Yeah, sorry that some madman jumped on stage, knocked Joey off his perch, who was nursing a bad leg, by the way, and tried to take, like, Joey got distracted for a good 30 seconds and then tried to get back into the swing of things. Like, he'd have gone over 74 and a half. So I'm actually counting that as a theoretical win on our gambling results.
Okay. Are they theoretically going to give us our money back?
No, theoretically, we lost. But we did have Mickey Sudo under 44 hot dogs, and she ended with 40. So we broke even yesterday.
Yeah. I'll tell you, competitive eating and fighting shouldn't happen at the same time.
It's a little
oxymoronic.
But I was impressed.
Eat as much as we can and fight.
I was impressed with Joey Chestnut. Like, he didn't just look. He just immediately put the dude in a headlock. It was impressive.
Hey, what about George Shea? People giving Joey Chestnut credit, deservedly so, but George Shea didn't shy away from him either.
He jumped in there as well. Yeah. Hey, Badlands, how about you lumber over and help someone out? Leaving it up to Joey and George Shea.
Badlands is hungry, man. He's trying to take down some hot dogs.
He's not even in the eaters. Badlands. Not even in the hot dog contest anymore. He only does the drinking beforehand because he was so bad at eating hot dogs. We got to have him on this week. So,
well, you've been questioned about being an athlete your entire athletic career, and now you have a chance to show athleticism. Yeah, Jack.
I mean, watch he showed this. It. He showed it.
Today at 3, in less than an hour, the Miami Heat will play their final game of the California Classic versus the Golden State Warriors. The Heat announced their preseason home schedule, by the way. It begins October 4th versus the Minnesota Timberwolves. New look, Minnesota Timberwolves.
That is true.
Marlins begin a two-game series.
What do you think about that? I wasn't here for that. I mean, that seemed excessive to me.
Well, I just thought four firsts. Plus a first-round pick, so five firsts for Rudy Gobert.
Like my son told me, and I was like, no, you have to have that wrong.
Yeah.
I'm like, you read that wrong. There's no way they got four first-round picks. And like you say, if you include them, it's five. But and I'm like, no, you read that wrong. And he's like, no, I didn't read it wrong. I'm like, impossible, because then Kevin Durant is worth eight first-round picks.
That's what I thought. What does that make Kevin Durant?
Man, that one, I'm still blown away by that.
The Marlins tonight at 6:40. Sandy Alcantara plays. Will start against Noah Syndergaard.
All right.
The Miami Hurricanes, they landed the number one offensive tackle from the class of 2023. Francis Maigoa committed to Miami over Bama, UFC, UF, and more teams as well.
I give you an opportunity, Crowder. You don't have to make a decision now or even today, but I give you an opportunity to switch your allegiance, because the Hurricanes are running roughshod all over college football. And based on the fact that you've been a good broadcaster on the Hurricanes flagship station, I'll give you when's the season open? In August, I guess? August or September?
I think early September.
Yeah. I give you up until, let's pick a date, Solana.
August 14th.
August 14th to switch your allegiance, to become a tried and true Miami Hurricane. Nobody even knows who your coach is. Like, you got problems. You got problems.
Billy Napier.
Nah,
I know.
I'm not so certain.
Billy.
Billy.
Billy. No, listen, I gave y'all props last week, Hawk. I did. Solana brought on John Michaels to just give me help. Bro, the Canes are doing it. The proof's in the pudding, though. If y'all get all these players and still can't win the ACC, why would I come over there? I'm going to stick with my Gators.
That's true. They do have to win. They do have to win. I'm with you on that one.
But to be honest, it's on the up and up, because they are whooping the recruiting battle right now.
Oh, my goodness. It is crazy. I mean, one day after another, it's another four-star, five-star recruit.
But Hawk, you walk into the facility. Hey, here goes Ed Reed. How you doing, young man? Hold on, let me go walk you down to Jason Taylor's damn office. Hey, Jason Taylor. Hey, you ever met Alonzo Highsmith?
Right.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, you know who Charlie Strong is? Like, bro, y'all have put together a staff that should not be able to be beaten.
Yep, and they have not been on the recruiting trail. There's no question.
A late equalizer gave Inter Miami a point yesterday in Dallas, and Novak Djokovic advanced to the quarterfinals. A bum. Was down two sets to nothing. Won three straight sets over the Italian sinner. Your weather, it's sponsored by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. YourAccidentAttorneys.com is the website. Free consultations 24/7, 866-954-MORE is where you can reach them. Partly cloudy, very hot again today. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid-70s. That's your weather.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.